So before I shift with you to domestic things, let me ask you about Syria, because we had a little bit of a disagreement about Syria. You and I both did. The chemical weapons are out, but people are still dying, maybe not by chemical weapons, but they're just as dead. What's going on there?
Well, they're dropping things that look like cluster bombs. They're crude cluster bombs out of helicopters, which indiscriminately kill. The latest is today, and I hope that some of my friend listeners will go online, the three experts on international crimes against humanity have issued a study. 11,000 people have been tortured to death and killed and murdered and beaten to death in custody of Bashar Assad. It's compelling evidence. There's photographs. It's horrible. It's horrible. 11,000 people tortured to death by I told you before on another show, I was in a refugee camp in Jordan, and I met these guys who were fighters against Assad, who were defectors from their army. He said, "We are instructed to rape, torture, and murder." Then I met a group of young women who had been gang raped. I'm telling you, this guy Assad is a monster, and the people are giving him the weapons of the Russians, and our Secretary of State is buddy-buddy and palsy-walsy with Sergey, his buddy Sergey, in places like Geneva and others. I mean, it is beyond belief. There is no place in the world where America is viewed as anything but in withdrawal. And you saw the Israeli defense minister the other day said, Secretary Kerry, get your Nobel Peace Prize and then leave us alone. That's the Secretary of Defense of Israel. And the Prime Minister of Israel did not repudiate those remarks.
And the President of Iran went out publicly and said that we and the other countries have surrendered.
Yeah.
And then now John Kerry has said they don't want them and they're not going to be invited to the peace talks. But how do we trust them to keep their word on the nuclear weapons?
You don't trust them. First of all, you don't trust them. And the tragic flaw in all this agreement, there's many problems with the agreement. The biggest problem is that they are really enshrining their right to enrich. There is no need. If they want to build a nuclear power plant, we'll give them the material for it. When they have the, quote, right to enrich, that means they could only use the enrichment for one thing, and that's for a weapon. And that's why the Israelis are just hard over against this. And by the way, the only way they got the Syrian opposition to go to Geneva is we threatened to cut off all aid. We cut way back on the aid. The only aid they're really getting is from Saudis and other countries as far as weapons is concerned. And now because of this thing is collapsing, we now have thousands of fighters of this radical, extremist, al-Qaeda-affiliated people pouring in from all over the world into Syria fighting against our guys who were the good guys and also not doing much fighting against Bashar Assad. It is turned into a tragedy of mammoth proportions. And if you don't care about Syria, my dear listeners, if you don't care about Syria, it's becoming a regional conflict. It spread to Lebanon. It spread to Turkey. It spread to Jordan. It is spreading throughout the region. And sooner or later, it will affect the United States of America if you allow that place to become a base for al-Qaeda, which already the Syria-Iraq border is. I've covered a lot of territory, but it's just I have never seen anything like this in my life. I thought Jimmy Carter was bad, but he pales in comparison to this president, in my view.
All right. Domestic issues in a moment. We got some phone calls lined up. I know you're going to want to take them. We'll do that here in a few minutes.